You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Big night here in New York. You've got the Mets and the Yankees Subway Series installment number one, but it's not your typical Subway Series because Juan Soto makes his return to Yankee Stadium, batting second. So about 3 minutes into this game, we will hear Juan Soto's name announced, and there will be a reaction. And then if you go about 8 miles south, I guess, that's where you would find Madison Square Garden. And tonight, the New York Knicks are going to look to punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals as they try to knock out the Boston Celtics in a Game 6. Yankee Stadium, I'm looking at it right now. The tarp is off the field. That's a very good sign because when I first got here this morning, the tarp was on the field, and it was pouring.
It was.
But luckily, it's cleared up.
It looks great right now. Saw some guys taking infield. Saw Jazz Chisholm running around there for a little bit.
That's right.
Just flipping the ball a second. It wasn't really... Yeah, vigorously throwing, but that's a good sign for Yankee fans who are missing Jazz Chisholm.
I also was able to close a story that we talked about 8 months ago, and it's never too late to finish a story. The last time we were here at Yankee Stadium was for the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that annoyed me, and I think it annoyed you too, Sean, was that they were selling Shohei Ohtani shirts.
Oh, it annoys me even more now, Evan.
Why would it annoy you even more now?
Because at the time, I rationalized it as sell as much merch as you can to have as much money to sign Soto as possible.
That is true. That is true. You did say that. I didn't even remember that part. But while I was here at Yankee Stadium, I got here nice and early. I had some conversations with some people around the New York Yankees, and I was able to confirm that the Yankees were not the ones selling the Shohei Ohtani shirts. While it was at Yankee Stadium and it was in the building, it was Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball?
So we can exonerate all these months later.
So the Major League Baseball has the ability to do that?
I guess so. I didn't further it.
So here's the question, though. Did the Yankees get the revenue?
It's a great question. I don't know. I have no idea.
Or does Major League Baseball come in and say, we're going to take this much of your 10% of your retail space, and we're taking the money too?
I would hope that...
Oh, that's jacked up if it is.
I would hope the Yankees would get some part of it.
Yeah, they have to.
And quite frankly, baseball, the Yankees, billionaire, whatever. I don't even care about that part. I just feel better that it wasn't the Yankees in the middle of a World Series saying, please buy T-shirts of an opposing player.
This is also not on the Yankees, but me and Tommy, when we parked the car, because of course, you know, he always needs a ride everywhere, I said, Tommy, I need to do one thing before I get out. I need to run in. I want to get a Luke Weaver either jersey or T-shirt. That's my guy. I've identified it. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get one. Store outside here on the street. But I'm when I tell you, and Tommy can confirm, 50 Juan Soto Yankee shirts for sale.
For what, $2?
What are we doing?
Right. But they're not in the building, are they?
No, they're outside the building, but it's also not, you know, it's not somebody selling them on a table. Like,
well, here's the reason why they're being sold. It's very, very...
But Met fans could buy that today, mock that.
No. But they could. But if you have a huge inventory of Juan Soto jerseys, because it's not even jerseys, it's jerseys, right? Because it says the name.
And graphic shirts of like Juan Soto blowing a bubble, the Soto glasses.
So if you have that inventory...
Wait, are these Yankee shirts?
Yes, they were Yankee colors. For a weekend, can we just remove them off the racks?
No! I'll tell you why. If you have the inventory and you want to sell it, you're going to sell it for like $2, $5, $10, nothing a lot. this is the weekend to sell it because, A, you'll have Met fans who want to mock you, but you'll also have Yankee fans who I'm sure are going to burn them. That goes on all the time, as dumb as it is.
You think they're going to buy? Where are they burning them? Once you're here, you're here.
There's plenty of parking lots out there.
You can go outside McDonald's and just light them on fire? I hope that's not the case.
I hope it's not the case either, but it could happen. Or you take it home as a gag gift and you give it to a friend. Like, if you have all of these shirts, instead of just throwing it out or sending it to another country, which is probably the right thing to do,
right?
Because you're being charitable.
And they'll, and they'll get used over there.
They will get used. And they won't care that Juan Soto left.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what country he's in.
But I think you're just trying to move the merch. That's all you're thinking about.
I guess. Didn't sit well with me, though.
You should have bought one for Tommy and said, here you go. Here's your Juan Soto shirt.
He laughed, and that was all I needed. We got the heck out of the store quickly.
Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Kendrick is calling from Suffern. Good afternoon, Kendrick.
What's up, Kendrick?
Yeah. Guys, what an evening for New York sports. Last night and this morning, all I could think about was 7 o'clock tonight to get this weekend started. And so this morning on my way to work, I reached into my wallet, something we know Tommy wouldn't do. I stopped at Dunkin', and I got my New York Knicks colleague friend's 12 Boston creams for the office. And we are ready for a good weekend.
You're evil, but I love you because you gave me a Walter Payton jersey.
It's all is forgiven. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I appreciate that, Tiki. And I do have an evil side when it comes to the Knicks, but it's all in good fun. And so with that, I do have to remind you all as a coalition member that 12 years ago, Tom Thibodeau did have a 3-1 series lead that eventually went to a Game 7 that I won't talk about after that. But that is what I'm talking about.
I was going to say, I don't want to talk about that series. He was up 3-1 on the Nets, and they forced the seventh game at home, New Jersey did, Brooklyn did, and they lost the Game 7. First year in Brooklyn. Yeah, memories. Thanks for that, Kendrick.
100%. No. I wasn't going to bring up Game 7, but it was just the point that I do think the Meow Knicks tonight with Tom Thibodeau and Thumbelina are going to make it interesting, and we will be talking on Monday because the reality is the Celtics have the heart of a champion, and they're not going to go down easy. But I do want to just tell Tommy one more thing as he keeps telling people to take things to the bank and he's not reaching into his wallet. If you're going to keep telling the fans to spend their money, you can't tell them to go get overdraft fees by taking it to the bank. And I think your move now, Tommy, your move is now to tell the fans, start saving for October, because I think we're in line not only for a Subway Series this weekend, but in October when the ticket prices go. So they're tapping into their vacation funds, Tommy. They don't need to make vacation plans. They have no more money.
You've bankrupted everybody.
Well, nice one, Kendrick.
Kendrick popped a question into my head without even meaning to ask it. So it was about a year ago we had this discussion on the show where we talked about what would be the hottest ticket in New York sports history.
Right. That's right.
And I was convinced a Knicks final series against the Lakers would be number one. Now, that's obviously off the table. The Knicks can make the NBA Finals, but they would be facing either the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Denver Nuggets, or the Oklahoma City Thunder. And with all due respect to those three franchises, not the Lakers. Would a Mets-Yankees, Soto versus the Yankees, Mets-Yankees 25 years later rematch World Series be a hotter ticket than the Knicks right now or even the Knicks in a few weeks if they do get to an NBA Finals?
Did we not include a Subway Series?
No, that was Tommy's vote. Because when we all went around the room and we said what would be the hottest ticket, if I'm not mistaken, Tommy, didn't you say Mets-Yankees World Series?
That sounds like something I would say.
You don't remember?
I have no recollection.
He doesn't remember. I remember these things.
Would it be a hotter ticket than the Knicks right now? So let's assume the Knicks get to the finals, and that ticket's going to be $2,500?
Yeah, I'm just using the logic. If right now the get-in price is $600-$700,
right,
and now we're talking two rounds later, we're talking the NBA Finals, like, right. I don't think you're wrong to say the get-in is going to be, if I had to guess, I'd say $1,800 would be the get-in.
Get-in. So that's the lowest, that's the worst tickets.
Yes.
So what would be the get-in to a Subway Series in Yankee Stadium?
You got to think about it. You got double the amount of seats.
Which is huge.
Which is huge. I think it's going to be probably $1,000 would be the get-in.
What was it last year? Do we know?
For Yankees Dodgers?
Yankees Dodgers.
You know what? I think it was $1,000.
Yeah, but okay, so now it's Yankees Mets.
Yeah. Tire.
It's I think it might be two. I think it might be the biggest
especially
one.
Especially in this case, we know the New York drought will end.
Right.
One of those teams has to win. Like, right. That'll be full of vinegar.
I think Kendrick's right. We all have to save our money. That's really the moral of the story. Stop spending your money on dumb things like go to Boston for a game five, you idiots. Let's go to Bill, who's calling from Brooklyn. How are you, Bill?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are you?
All's good. What's up?
Nice.
Tiki, you were exactly correct before about the Juan Soto stuff. But before I get to that, two quick things. Number one, Evan, your mush eyes have to never go to Boston again for a playoff game with New York. Because you just mushed the heck out of us.
Yeah, he did.
So you're blaming me. Hold on before you continue, and we'll give you the full phone call. Don't you worry. You are saying that it is not Cat's fault. It's not Jalen's fault for committing 5 fouls in like 2 minutes. It is my fault. Even though I was in Philly last year and delivered you a game six victory, delivered it in the building, same thing. But this year, my fault. I just want to make sure we're clear on this.
Because every time you go to Boston with those mush eyes, they lose New York. You did it
you know
the
what?
Yankees, you did
That's
it to the Knicks,
point.
Not
That's
Philly.
A good point. That's right. That's a good point. Fair. You know what? Touche, Bill. Continue on.
Yes, well done, Bill.
Thank you. And to bring a blast of the past back, I think Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, is leading the pulse of the people by getting cheers in Boston, the Lugie cheers. So I think he's leading the 2025 pulse of the people, if
no,
I may
right.
say.
he actually may be a finalist right. if that award still exists.
We still doing it?
Well,
not really.
Knowing what I know about the committee, if I ever won, it would be the last year of the pulse of the people.
It would break the committee at this point.
I won't lead us.
I don't know if we deserve the blame for the Knick loss in Game 5, but the good news is there will be no Game 7 trip. I have it confirmed. My wife made it clear, and the way she worded it was, how many Subway Series games are you going to this weekend?
Oh, boy.
And when I answered that, she's like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to Boston on Monday.
So Friday, Sunday, and then Boston on Monday after being in Boston on Wednesday? Yeah, no thanks.
Now, keep this in mind, Tiki. Guess who else is in Boston on Monday?
The Mets.
The Mets. And so the problem we'd run into, and we joked about it, is if we ever went up there, I'd go to Fenway. Yeah, you go to TD Bank Garden. I'm watching Mets Red Sox from the monster seats.
But yeah, what is Game 7 right now?
Game 7 is Monday at 8 o'clock.
I know, but what is the number? Have you looked
what
lately?
What does that mean, the number? Oh, the get-in price?
Yeah.
Oh, Tiki's in time.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
All right, right now I'm going to do my little research. Actually, let's take a call while I do the research because this may take a while.
Tiki found a car charging station in Rhode Island. Ready to go.
John is calling from Kings Point. How are you, John?
What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Two quick calls. Thanks for taking it. Shabbat shalom to you guys. Two things. First of all, if you want a video tribute for Soto, I'm more than happy to provide all the bloopers that he's had, running the bases, throwing the ball. All the bloopers he's had in the year when he was with the Yankees, I'll give him that video tribute. One question. Is grabbing a guy's manhood during a basketball game, is that not worse than punching him in the face? Why is Jaylen Brown not being suspended for this game? Thank you very much.
I think it was accidental, and Shabbat Shalom to you as well.
That is such desperate loser stuff to call for a suspension.
It's not intentional. That's why. It's not intentional.
Of course that's the reason. Like, it looks bad. And did he deserve a technical? Absolutely. Like, no one's defending it. As Kevin Harlan said,
you can't touch there.
Is that what he said? Touch there or grab that?
What did he say? Grab that. I don't know. We should be in the system. But
yeah, this is too much to ask the guys back there.
Yeah, Rosie doesn't know.
Lugie puts things in private places. That sounded weird. He puts things in places that are tough to find. But
what do I put in a lockbox? I label it Kevin Harlan. You can't grab that.
You know what's funny? Oh, I don't have it on my phone. I was going to say I could have it on my phone. I don't. But whatever he screamed, you can't grab that, you can't do that. It looked bad, we mocked it, it's awful, give him a technical. You're going to suspend him?
No, you can't suspend
him. Is that really what our caller is suggesting? Like, let's suspend him.
You know why he said that? Because he wants a reason to have Jaylen Brown not play.
By the way, here it is, Rosie found it.
You can't grab there.
Actually, Rosie may not have grabbed it. Who is working back with you in Manhattan right now, I forget?
Ryan Botcher.
So you know what? Ryan Botcher, good job finding it, my man.
Good job, Ryan.
That's my man, Ryan Botcher, who's all over it.
Well, I get no credit.
Thank you very much. I give him all the credit. By the way, the get-in price. I do have the answer for Tiki's question. Game 7 in Boston right now. If you want to get ahead of the game and buy a ticket for a Game 7 in Boston, the get-in price is $651.
Oh, it's nothing.
It's nothing.
A tax write-off.
Game 5 was under 200?
Yes.
And now it's $600.
Yes.
Look at what you did.
What, look what we did.
You guys did this.
And buy now, because if the Celtics win, what's going to happen?
No, that's a great point. If buy now. And you know what's so crazy about
this? And if you buy now and it doesn't happen, they get closed out, you get your money back.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Buy now.
I have bought
Knicks fan, buy now.
Tiki, I have a laundry list of Game 7 tickets I've bought that never occurred.
Yeah.
Like, I went to Philly 2 years ago when the Nets played the Sixers. They got swept, by the way. I bought Game 7 tickets while I was sitting there. And I told my wife, I said, don't worry. It's going to go away for a week and then it'll be gone.
Yes.
Last year, from the New York Yankees. Not from the Yankees. I went on their website, got lucky. I bought Game 7 of the World Series tickets, just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
It was a Game 6 of the World Series. I forget. Where were the Mets? If the Mets... No, it was the Yankees were going to have home field advantage. Yes. So it was Game 7 of the World Series. And I bought them. And guess what happened? They disappeared. And they actually disappeared immediately because the Yankees didn't have home field advantage. That game became an unplayable game as soon as they played the Dodgers.
You just added more importance to tonight's game.
Home field advantage in the
Subway
World Series.
Subway Series, World Series. You got to get a sweep here.
For the tiebreakers?
Yes.
I like the way you're thinking.
That's a great
point. Fact, Sean.
But there's six this year.
That's true. So if they split.
But?
It's very clever. So I live in a household in which, yes, I'm a Mets fan. My kids are Mets fans. But you know, my father-in-law is a Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. My brother-in-law is a Yankee fan. So what my wife asks me is just, can you be respectful? And I'm like, yeah, I don't hate the Yankees anyway, so it's easy. Like, the Knicks are a different animal. So last year when my son would ask me while I was watching the Yankee game, are you rooting for the Yankees? I would always say no, and he'd say, why? I thought we don't hate the Yankees. And I said, home field advantage in the World Series. I'm not even kidding you.
Are you kidding?
And so Jet to this day, you'll see him Sunday. I'm bringing him Sunday.
Right.
Ask him. He'll say, yeah, home field advantage in the World Series is very important.
Nice.
He's right.
Thank you, Sean. Sean's like, yeah, you're damn right he's right.
See, it's those teaching moments. Very rarely do you get the moment to just teach, and then he'll immediately understand.
He understands.
Completely understands
and
that
And it's
now.
So true. Right. Like, it's not really a big deal, right. But
you
it is.
Right. And you could tell him that just in a rant on a Tuesday.
Yes.
And he wouldn't remember.
If the only time I tell him we're rooting for the Yankees is if they're playing the Phillies or the Braves, where I put the Met fandom obviously first.
I love the growth of Jet Roberts. It's like watching a young Evan being nurtured and brought up there. It's great.
I'll tell you where Jet's really being tested. He's being tested with this Knicks stuff because everybody in his little school, Knicks fans. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Emergency. Emergency conversation about my kid's school. Tiki, I want you to sit down.
Well, they're up there, right?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
They're in Westchester.
They were in Westchester.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something that's going to really break you, bro.
Sorry. Let me hear it.
Sean, sit down.
I'm set.
So earlier today, I went to a concert at my kid's elementary school.
Very cool.
They played that thing. The
recorder.
The recorder. Good call by you. I noticed a jersey very prevalent at this school. Wasn't a Yankee jersey. Wasn't a Met jersey. Wasn't a Knick jersey. I counted four different kids wearing a jersey of a certain team. I almost walked out. I'm sorry.
Basketball?
I'm not saying.
Football?
Football.
Oh, Lord.
No, it's worse than you could imagine. Four, actually five, now that I think about it.
Eagles. Get lost.
We're screwed. Wow.
Sell the house.
Dude, you got to leave.
I'm in Westchester. I'm not even in Jersey,
bro. I'm out of that school
district. Come to Jersey. Come to Jersey.
Wouldn't you think it would be worse in Jersey?
Live in Rutherford. You'd be perfect.
Moonaki.
Moonaki, exactly.
I think they're invading these Eagle fans, man.
Wow.
Dude, I saw five different kids wearing Eagle stuff.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Because their fathers aren't great sports fans.
Well, what?
And so what's happening is that the kids are making their own decisions based on who they like.
You think that? Well, okay,
oh
so.
My
absolutely.
God. Oh, my God.
You can't turn on the TV without seeing a Saquon Barkley commercial.
That's
right
true.
Now.
Jackson Dart's got to be good, man. He's got to be good.
And he's got to have the charisma that he's already started to show. He's
got to happen.
He's got to be elite.
There was only one that I did confirm because he is friends with Jet that his dad's an Eagle fan. And it's legit and diehard, all the whole thing.
Why
so that
he,
one
why
I
does
get.
He live here?
Because he works here. Well, you can't move here and work here?
I mean, is he organically, like, from Philly? Because those are the only Philly fans that I give a pass
to. I got to be honest with you. I haven't interviewed
somebody
about
says,
this.
Oh, I'm an Eagle fan.
You got to be from Philly.
I'm like, are you from Philly?
Yeah, he's from Philly. And but that's only
yes,
one.
If they say yes, I give him a pass.
Okay, so there's one kid gets a pass.
But if they're not from Philly,
yeah,
then I got a problem.
I think the rest of them have this problem that you're saying.
That's a problem.
Which I think you nailed, which is they're on TV all the time and they're good.
Yes.
Like, I noticed this about the Chiefs a couple of years ago, and I think I mentioned it on the air, and it was like, oh, yeah, it happens.
But the Chiefs are all the way across halfway across the country.
And we don't hate them.
And the Eagles are right down the road.
Exactly.
So, Dad, I want to go to the Eagles game. Yeah, we can make that trip. It's only an hour and a half.
Are you okay, Tiki?
I'm not okay.
I'm not okay either.
I was okay with this, you know, with the Cowboys. You know why? Because the Cowboys go back to the 70s and the 80s and even in the 90s when they were winning championships and they were the only team on television. And God, there's a hole in the stadium so God could watch his favorite team nonsense that we heard, you know, put out across the media forever. I'm not okay with this with the Eagles. So, that's not good. That is not good.
Jet Roberts is learning everything Evan's teaching him. Uncle Teak, I think on Sunday night you have a very special thing you need to teach Jet Roberts.
What's that?
He needs to go back Monday and utter these words to those five kids. You're dead to me.
Those are the famous New York Philly words. You would be proud of me, even though my kids are growing up in a Jets household. He knows not to like Philly. Mm. Like, even though the Eagles are not, obviously, that's rivals good with the Jets, I make it very clear that the Eagles, while not our rivals, right, are the enemy.
Is Spence coming too?
Spence is not coming.
Ah, dang it.
Don't tell him, though. He'll be very upset.
I was going to try to get him to say, you know, Jax with an X, that's a cool name, man. Jackson, that's a cool name.
You're going to try to convince my youngest son to be a Giants fan?
Cool,
what the hell's wrong
just
with
Just like
you?
Jackson. Just like Jackson Dart.
Stop.
Look how cool his name is. You know play what? That game, Darts? Yeah. Look, his name is Jack with an X. That's cool, too.
You know what?
Jackson Dart. You like that, Spence, right?
You're going to be nowhere near my kids now after that. Let's go to Justin. Paul in Queens. How are you, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
What's up, guys? Do you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Loud and clear. What's on your mind, man?
Hi, how you doing? Tiki, when you said that kids from out of Philly, that they're the reason they do that, wear Eagles gear is because their dads are stupid. That made me laugh out loud. I'm sorry about that.
Very good.
Around when he comes up to the plate. Once the drinks are flowing, it's going to be a little chilly tonight. Juan Soto is getting booed out of the stadium. Whether he hits a foul ball, whether he strikes out, whether he hits a home run, whether he hits a double, an RBI, whatever. He walks, he's getting booed out of the stadium every time his name is mentioned. Every time people take a look at him.
I don't think out of the stadium. I don't think so.
Oh, I think he's dead on. I think you're spot on.
So you're not giving the Met fans that are going to be here credit?
No, I think that the Met fans...
The Met fans spending money to come here, Evan?
Yeah, I think about 10,000 people here will be Met fans, so I would say it's going
to
be about...
10,000 is enough to be a vocal minority.
Yeah, no, there will be a vocal minority. I think you'll clearly hear cheers for Juan Soto, and those cheers are going to come from guys like myself. There will be Met fans cheering.
There could be Yankee fans that have just appreciated what he did.
See, here's the problem. You're creating this fogginess of, well, I heard cheers. It could have been Yankee fans.
You know, at some point, I'm going to be a politician.
I know.
Just lie until it makes sense.
It's not a lie if you believe it. What I'm very curious about is Sean, because Sean Morash is on record, and we've played the clips. It's all there digitally. And he has said constantly before your idea of turning your back on Juan that Juan deserves a tribute video.
He does.
That Juan deserves a standing ovation.
Clay Holmes, too. Yep.
And I'm going to be sitting next to you. And I'm going to film you, actually, too. So everyone will get to see it. It'll be in your face. Is that okay?
Yeah, Evan, I'm not going to cry like a baby and make a tirade on a ride home. No.
Will you stand up and cheer the man?
So, first at bat, I don't care if I'm the only one doing it. I'm following Tiki's lead. I'm standing up. I'm turning my back.
Ugh.
Because I'm not giving the Mets fan the satisfaction of knowing I'm annoyed and I'm booing.
It's a great point.
That's the one thing. Any Yankee fan in the car right now that is riled up to boo Juan Soto, think about it. Who is booing pleasing? Yourself? You're giving the Met fan blood. You're making them smile and laugh. Don't boo him.
And as Mindy said, it's only going to motivate him.
Exactly.
He did say that.
I'm doing the Tiki idea. At bat one, the next three at bats, standing ovation. Because you know what? I don't care. If not for him, I haven't been in a World Series since 2009. I appreciate everything he did. Look, he got every last dollar. Go do it. I do the same thing. I told you. I'd be out for Wichita in a second.
Tommy, will you be upset?
That was a joke, Evan. Laugh.
I laughed internally. Do I have to laugh all the time out loud?
It would help.
We only laugh when they're funny.
Can you give me the joke one more time? Because maybe I was distracted by the Curtis Granderson picture over your shoulder.
I would leave for every last dollar too, Evan. I'd go to radio in Wichita if it meant more money.
Yeah, but that's not even that funny. Okay, go. We'll see you later.
Nobody got it.
They have radio in Wichita?
Nobody got it.
What market is that?
No, they take the national network.
you don't laugh now. I go back to dad jokes. I'm just telling you.
Tommy, would it really give you satisfaction to hear a Yankee fan boom? Because that's what he's claiming, which I don't get any satisfaction out of it.
I would get a
be honest, Tommy.
No. I would. So the reason why I haven't chimed in a lot about this turning the back on it on Soto is because I think it's brilliant. I think the indifference thing, now I don't think it'll happen, but I do think it is a brilliant idea because it doesn't give the Met fan the red meat that I would want, mm-hmm. that a Sal Licata would want, and that's Yankee fans showing that they are not over Juan Soto because when you boo, you show you're not over it.
Thank
indifference
you,
is the
talent.
Best form of flattery, I guess,
yes,
in this spot.
Thank you, generational talent.
So when you're here, Yankee fans, please boo. And even Stop. Met fans boo as well. I'm giving you permission, Met fans, to boo Juan Soto.
See,
so it sounds like
you were there for a minute, generational talent, Tommy. You were right on it. That's exactly why. Because I'm thinking rationally. I'm not thinking emotionally. I don't do emotional. I do rational. So rationally, indifference matters more.
By the way, this guy over here, he's full of it. He is going. So we have two games here this weekend. As far as us being,
we are going to be here tonight and Sunday. Yes.
You didn't ask me what I was doing Sunday.
Forget Sunday. He's booing Soto tonight.
No, I'm not.
Not the first at bat because he's got to go along with this. Whether it's second at bat, third at bat, he will boo Juan Soto.
I will document every reaction you have for Juan Soto.
Go for it.
And we will find out. And maybe I'm more mature, or maybe I'm completely out of touch. Those are the two options here. I am either more mature or completely out of touch. The only thing I truly care about is Soto doing damage and the Mets winning. Mm. That's it. His reaction, whatever. What Yankee fans do, whatever. Like, as a Met fan, my focus is I'd like to see him get hot because I do think he faces a lot of pressure tonight, which we'll get into coming up. And it is clear from some of the things I've heard from my fellow Met fans that Juan is facing the pressure tonight. But I just want to see my team win. Like, this childish Yankee-Met battle. Like, your children over here.
You know what I just realized we need to have happen tonight?
What's that?
And Aaron Boone said this earlier on the show. Go back on the Odyssey app, rewind. He was there at the start of the show. About Juan Soto's fourth at-bat tonight. I need the Knicks to come back from 20 down and have the whole crowd get up, go nuts and cheer, and then everybody stops and goes, look, the Yankee fans are cheering Juan Soto.
Right.
That's the ideal timing.
The weird thing about watching a Knick game at Yankee Stadium, which is what I'm going to do, like perfectly honest, I'm staying for the game, I'm into it, I'll have the tablet on my lap, and I'll be watching the Knick game with Sean. Okay, so we'll be glued to it. Because we live in a digital world, people consume the game at different timestamps because of
delays or whatever it may be.
So I may get a big Deuce McBride 3 20 seconds before the guy behind me gets the Deuce McBride 3. So you don't get that universal reaction because everyone's listening to a transistor radio that's giving you the outcome at the same time.
Who's listening to transistor radio
anymore? I bring it up because of the 86 Giants with the 86 Mets. The Giants famously were playing a Monday night game while the Mets were in the World Series, and you could hear the reactions at Giants Stadium. And yeah, it's because people were listening on transistor radios and they were getting it at the same time. So there's a chance you're going to get me saying, damn it, McBride made that big three. And a guy five rows away saying, what? What happened? Yes, he made a three. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, the delay?
Right.
That's why the consumption of like a sporting event.
That's why you just stay present.
Well, what does that mean?
Stay present in where you are.
So don't put the Knicks game on?
No.
Evan, I'm curious. You're going to do this, and I can't wait to watch the Knicks.
Why
in
do
that
you
way
care
you?
About the Knicks game?
I'm a huge basketball fan. You know that,
dude. Okay, but you don't care about the Knicks. Don't watch it later.
Well, I do care about the Knicks. You're confusing rooting for a team and caring about them. I very much care about the Knicks.
You
I
don't care
so
about
much.
Them. You don't care about them winning.
No, I do care about them winning. I care greatly
you
about
want them.
Them
to lose.
Yes!
I gotcha.
Do you think people will be in Madison Square Garden tonight with phones and iPads out watching this game, the Subway Series?
That's a great question.
I don't think so.
Because it's just a regular season
baseball
game.
It's just a regular season baseball game.
You know what?
They'll pay attention to the very beginning.
The Soto stuff. But that's going to happen before tip-off.
Exactly.
My neighbor, who has called the show before, is a diehard Knicks fan and a diehard Yankees fan. He just informed me that he bought 4 tickets for tonight. The price has dropped just enough for him to jump. And he is on his way to Madison Square Garden. I'm going to text him. He said, I think the Yankees are his number one team.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask him, how are you consuming Mets-Yankees while at the Garden? Are you doing an Oppo Evan? Basically, I'm at the Garden, but I'm watching Mets-Yankees. And remember, that first at-bat will happen before the game even starts.
Right.
Because you're looking at 7:05 versus 8 o'clock.
Can you ask him a question for me?
So I'm writing a list of questions.
Yes, yes. You could ask your question first. Then my question would be, do you have an extra seat for Hoogie? He will buy you a hot dog because he didn't buy me one, and he has a little extra cash now.
All right. I'll let you know how that goes.
Let me know how that goes.
More of your calls next at 888-808-1019. Plus, when we come back, why Juan Soto is going to face some pressure from New York Met fans, and why the first 5 minutes of tonight's Knicks game is more important than any other first 5 minutes they have played all season long. We'll explain why coming up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How we doing today? It is Evan and Tiki on the road, brought to you by Town Fair Attire. Nobody beats Town Fair Attire. Nobody. I just heard that traffic report in which the quote was, if you're trying to drive to Yankee Stadium, ha ha, good luck with that.
Oh, geez.
So if you are in the car driving to Yankee Stadium, we do not say ha ha. We say we'll try to entertain you. We'll do the best we can. We know it sucks. There's nothing worse than being in traffic. But there's probably going to be even more traffic, T, because you mentioned that earlier. We're now dealing with this New Jersey transit strike.
Right, so everybody who's coming is driving. Now, from New Jersey is driving.
And that's a great amount of people that come to Yankee Stadium.
Right, of course. And so it just compounds traffic situations around the stadium. And it's never easy to park here. You can go to the garages, but getting in and out of those things are not always the easiest thing. Because we were here so early, I was so lucky, Evan.
You went, what'd you do?
Literally right on the street.
On the street?
Right outside.
Legal?
Legal.
Wow.
Right outside.
Good for you.
It was street cleaning from 11 till...
12:30. No, to 1 o'clock.
To 1 o'clock.
Yes.
I pulled up right at 12:50, whatever.
Look at you.
Like, all right, whatever. Here we go.
This is the brilliance of Tiki Barber. I tried to do the same thing.
You were here too early.
That's my biggest issue. I'm here too early. But I want to park on the streets at Yankee Stadium, yeah. Which I've done basically every time I've ever come here.
Right.
And sometimes it takes me a while to find parking. Sometimes it doesn't. And then what's great about it is what you mentioned, the lots can be a pain.
They are, especially to get out.
100%.
That's one of the reasons I don't like parking in the lots.
I agree with you. I dealt with it in Boston.
They're convenient because they're close. Right. They're easy.
But... and you're also safe. Like you right. feel protected.
Right.
So what I did today, and I've done this before, is I parked illegally on the streets of the Bronx.
You'll take the $70 ticket?
I will take the $70 ticket as payment for convenient parking.
I hear you.
If I don't get a ticket, I got a freebie.
No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul. And I did this last year, and I got away with it.
Wow.
And my math tells me if I can just get away with it every other time, it evens out where I'm just paying for parking. If I get caught every time, it's too expensive.
Right.
But if you can get away with it 2-3 times, you're ahead of the game.
I hear you.
So that's like my attitude.
I like it. Smart.
I also think there needs to be a public service announcement. If you are starting to get that panic, oh, my God, I didn't leave yet, or I'm driving, and you're worried about missing the Soto at-bat or anything, here's my advice for everybody. If you're not a frequent visitor at Yankee Stadium, go to the bleachers entrance. Don't stand through the security lines on a night like tonight in the Grand Hall.
Great point.
Take the time to go around the right field wall, and while there'll be people, that is always a shorter entry point to get into this game.
I'm glad you gave that piece of information. Understand that there are a lot of people listening pissed at you because they know that as a secret.
Okay,
and
well,
now you've ruined it, and they feel like the lines are going to be really long tonight because of that.
Okay, then it takes less people away from the other one.
No, I get you.
All the lines.
Don't they also have clear here?
All right, Teak, I'm going to go to town on the clear. I love the clear, but I went on the clear line. I guess it was opening day last year. Didn't help.
Really?
No.
Oh, I thought that was the – I mean, it works at Barclays.
Yeah.
At Barclays, it's great.
It worked at Barclays, but I think the problem is if enough people get clear, then clear being too quick doesn't help. It's like TSA pre-check.
Yes.
TSA pre-check?
Yes.
If enough people have TSA pre-check,
right,
the line becomes really long. Here's the reality for tonight. And this sucks, especially if you can't because you're working or you are in traffic. Tonight's one of those games you got to get to early. It just is what it is. You want to get there early, A, because traffic is really awful. You want to get there early because, B, security lines are a disaster most of the time. You're right about that.
There's going to be a packed house tonight.
And you want to get there early because as much as I've been lectured about first pitch is overrated, there'll be a second pitch is what Tommy likes to tell me. The big event of tonight is Soto's first at-bat. And that's going to happen 4 minutes into the game.
That's true.
So if you miss the first half inning, you're missing the main event. So leave.
Right. If you haven't left, leave now.
Leave now.
And even if you're only 20 minutes away.
And if you're in traffic, pull off, park on the streets, and take a subway here. How about that idea?
That's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea at
all. I've done that once before as well.
The problem is knowing where the subway entrances are.
Well,
that's hard.
It can get a little confusing.
Then you
got to
download the app unless you're local and you understand it all. It gets confusing. You end up back in Manhattan. You think you're going to the Bronx.
Nah, it can be confusing. A couple of things. I mentioned why the first 4 minutes of tonight's Knick game is so, so important. And I know you can say that about every game, but it's even more important tonight. And I state my case for this reason. I think going into tonight's game, you can certainly get the feel around this radio station and around this city that the Knick fan is confident. The Knick fan still believes
right.
they're going to win this series. If they get off to a very slow start, if Karl Anthony Towns commits a dumb foul, if Derek White makes a pair of threes right out of the gate, and early on Tom Thibodeau is forced to call one of those blah timeouts, you're going to hear something we have not heard a lot of in a while, the Garden Groan. Mm. The Garden Groan comes out. And you wonder if that kind of gets into the heads of some Knick players, if they're hearing the groan and things start to spiral. Now, this team's done a great job of coming back. They've done a marvelous job of coming back, but they haven't had to deal with that dreaded sound that we have not heard a lot of unless you've been to Ranger games this year, and that's the Garden Groan.
I don't think it's going to be prevalent tonight at the Garden. I think that Knick fans understand the importance of being supportive right now. The Knick player is probably fragile, more fragile than the fan is at this point, because the reality is they've been getting their butts beat for a lot of these games. Now, they've won three of them, but a lot of the games, they're down. They're getting beat, and they find ways to fight their way back. What they need tonight is the fan to fight for them the entire time. So I don't see the groan happening. I hope it doesn't happen. Unless they get down by 20, I don't see the groan happening.
A bad start, especially from certain players. Like, we had a caller earlier saying, Cat's not getting enough heat, even though I think he's gotten a lot of heat.
He's gotten tons of heat.
But if he hears the heat, then that can be a little
bit
different.
Yeah, but the problem with the – look, we don't know Cat that well because he's only been here for a season so far. But I almost feel like with him, like that negativity might perpetuate something bad.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
No, I get you.
Like certain – players don't respond well to negativity. Some do. Like
yeah.
You start getting booed by your home team, like it makes you want to do better, mm-hmm. right? It forces you to be more dialed in because you're craving the cheer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But some guys go into a shell.
Some guys melt when they hear that.
Right.
Let's go to John calling from Oxford, Connecticut. Good afternoon, John.
Oh, thanks for taking the call. And you just dictated what I was going to talk about because I had a couple different points. But here's the first thing I want to say. I'm watching this on SNY. Are you guys going into detention? You guys look like you're heading into the principal's office, all sitting there, ready to go. You look like a bunch of high school kids. It's hilarious. You got your ball caps on.
Right. This is who we are.
Almost looks like the guidance counselor who's leading the three and who got in trouble. I mean, it's hilarious
Give me credit for this. If for anyone not watching on SNY, let me describe. Tommy's wearing a Francisco Lindor T-shirt and a Knicks hat. Sean is wearing a Yankee hat. Tiki's wearing a Yankee hat. And I'm an adult. I'm wearing a beautiful hoodie from Flag and Anthem and some jeans. No Mets stuff, no Jets stuff, no Knicks stuff, no Nets stuff. I'm a professional.
And I see you didn't spend too much on that decor you got.
The shirt was free, much, so yeah,
right.
Good call.
Free, $10.
Anyhow, right, what's
listen,
your point?
Listen, yes. What I wanted to say about Cat. Now, I'm going to get stereotypical here, but there's something about Cat. Now, we don't get onto the Joker about this because the Joker's a complete player. We know this.
Right.
But Cat's got no elevation. What's he got, a 10-inch vertical?
That's interesting.
Dude, he can't be that guy. I mean,
but it's interesting because I never thought about it, but Cat isn't an above-the-rim player, even though he's big as hell and can easily be above the rim. But if he had an athleticism about him, like a leap, like a 40-inch vertical, whatever it is, he really would be unstoppable. Because he could just get into the paint.
Well, that
and just rise above and like dare you to foul him.
I think you nailed the most frustrating thing about Karl Anthony Towns, that you look at him, you watch him, you see the way he shoots from the outside, and you see a guy who could be a dominant player like Nikola Jokic is,
yes,
and he just isn't.
Yes.
And here's the good news for Knicks fans. He doesn't need to be for the Knicks to advance tonight. I don't even think he needs to be for the Knicks to defeat the Indiana Pacers in a best-of-seven series.
Right.
But what they can have happen is the disappearing act. What they can have happen is the dumb fouls. What they can have happen is the Ole defense. They can't have that. And so he doesn't need to be the megastar that maybe people thought he was going to be when he was drafted number one overall.
He's paid to be that way.
But that doesn't even matter.
I know, I'm just saying.
You know why that doesn't matter? What's Jalen Brunson paid to be?
Right.
He's underpaid.
Of course he is.
But he's a superstar.
Right. So it's not even about the money. It's really just about the mentality that you have in those moments. And Jalen Brunson has that mentality in the moment. Sometimes Karl Anthony Towns doesn't.
No, you're right. And throughout this show, I've been thinking while talking with you, I now have a gut feeling on tonight's Knicks game.
Okay.
I do.
Let's hear it.
It finally developed. I finally have one. For the last few days, I've been honest. I said, I got no feeling. I have no idea what's going to happen. I do have a gut feeling, and I'll reveal it to you coming up in a few minutes. Sean's got a Cinco de 5-0, a live Cinco de 5-0, and I'm going to call Sal Licata. It'll be live, and I'm going to ask him, is the NL East over as we get set for this big return of Juan Soto, plus predictions for tonight, and more of your phone calls at 888-808-1019.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.